Hello, everybody on Audio Boo. How's it going? It's the Rowdy American, and Carrie's here with me. I received an interesting...
It's Mrs. Rowdy American.
That sounds interesting.
Oops. It's 299.
I received an interesting
book
in the mail today. I almost said I received an interesting book in the Braille today.
It is in the Braille.
Well, the book is in Braille, but I received it in the mail.
It's technically you were right.
It's from the CNIB, and they usually don't send out very interesting things, but this thing is kind of, I guess,
that's
interesting.
I put a 2 and not a 0.
Carrie's installing
the original Sims.
Sims.
Like 2010 people, or 2001 people. This is 10 years old.
On my Windows XP machine.
It's not Windows XP, it's Jaws.
On Jaws, okay.
I've nicknamed
it
Jaws.
This book I got from the CNIB is a guide to the new Unified English Braille.
It's UNB.
No, it's UEB. Unified English Braille.
Whatever.
But is anybody ever going to use this? I mean, have any of you guys out there ever read this stuff? Like, I realize the United States has just adopted it, and the UK has it, and South Africa, and Australia. More mail. And some other places have adopted it, too. But, I mean, I'm looking through this guide, and, like, some of these symbols are, like...
A horizontal vertical line.
Weird. Like... Like, okay, here's one. It's dots 2-6.
There's an evil notice that's quite thick from Toronto Housing. I'm gonna read
she
it.
Told me to ignore it. It's called the shaft curved or bent to the right.
I know shafts that are curved and bent.
It's dots 2-6, ladies and gentlemen. Clockwise in line of direction.
So you want me to just toss this?
Yeah. She told me to ignore it, so.
The boss lady says ignore
it. Arrow mode. Like, I don't understand what these things... I mean, they must be, like, mathematical representation, but...
But still, tell them about the horizontal vertical line.
Yeah, it said something about a horizontal vertical line. How can you have a horizontal vertical line?
Like, really?
We just did that again. Wow.
We
did that originally, and we didn't plan it, and we didn't plan it this time, and...
We've been talking in sync for a while now.
But, you know, I'm looking through these symbols. I can't even find a number sign, and there has to be one because
they were talking about numbers earlier.
Now there's no Nemeth numbers. It's still
Nemeth
the upper
numbers.
Letters. Like,
the
like a lower A would be 1, a lower B would be 2. But that's not the case anymore. So, and I don't think a number sign is dots 3, 4, 5, 6 anymore.
You have Americans because you're an Iranian American. You should ask the Americans and please let me know if somebody gets really curious about if anybody actually reads and uses this shit. Oops, I tossed.
I don't know if anybody is going to use this Unified English Braille. I mean, it looks interesting.
If anybody does, please get back to us. Like, let us know.
Yeah, like, is anybody using this Unified English Braille? Because I'm looking at it and it looks kind of stupid, honestly.
It sounds
like,
pretty stupid. I really want to know. I'm curious.
Like, it's a lot like grade 1 and grade 2 Braille, but, like, I don't understand all these other weird symbols and...
What about grade 3?
Like, I don't know, like...
In your house. Help, we have enough zucchini to make one more batch of zucchini
for this. Yum. But I'm going to go continue looking through this Unified English Braille and see if I can...
If anything interesting, we'll come back to Audio Boo.
Yeah, I want to see if I can find what a number sign is. Why can't a number sign just be 3, 4, 5, 6 like it used to be? But I have a feeling it isn't. Anyway, I'm done ranting about Unified English Braille. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it looks weird to me. Yeah, and I'm just saying, are we really going to use it when...
If you're like 50 or 60 years old and you've been handed this Unified...
But if you've learned...
Using grade 1...
But if you've been using grade 1 and grade 2 Braille, even if you're like 20-something, are you really going to forget everything you know and go to this Unified English Braille?
AL 6.0.
Wow, that is old. Anyway... Let me know what you guys think of Unified English Braille. I'm curious to see if you guys agree with me that we're not going to use this stuff.
Yeah.